Hello, everybody. Welcome back to our next session. This is Jeff Rettinger, your host, and the podcast series that you are attending is Replacing Wall Street with Main Street, where I interview financial professionals on different subjects that pertain to each of you, very important subjects regarding your financial wellness, retirement, and estate. And today we are concentrating on each of you in the Sunshine State of Florida who work for the Florida Retirement System, FRS, public employees down there. And I have a special guest that focuses their practice on each of you. And Ken, I'd like to welcome you back to the series. Thank you for joining me.
Hey, Jeff. Happy Friday. Pleasure to be chatting.
So before we get into some of the challenges that you see with Florida public employees, can you give the audience just a brief background on your practice? You are a financial fiduciary, which is very important, and I've done sessions dedicated to that. But give the audience a little background on your practice.
Okay, so first and foremost, I am a licensed financial fiduciary, which means I'm held to a higher legal standard than your average planner or stockbroker. And also, I specialize in working in what's known as the public sector. Public sector is federal employees, state employees, educators, police, fire, postal workers, and so forth. I mean, I do have some clients in corporate and some private sector people, but the majority of my work is in state and federal employees. Their retirement systems, their benefit systems are very, very different than what you find in corporate America.
And that's something that we talk about, and each of you attending out there, one reason I interview professionals such as Ken is because I truly believe that you need to find a fiduciary that understands your benefits in your retirement system. We've just seen too many mistakes out there of employees going to a general practitioner, for lack of a better term. And I think you need to, work with somebody similar to Ken or Ken himself that understands your retirement system so that you can minimize potential mistakes as you.
No, Jeff, they want to work with Ken. Let him work with me.
Okay. And
there you go.
You need to work with Ken. So let's expand on that a little bit. Let's say that I am a public employee in the state of Florida. I'm within 3 years of retirement, and I'm meeting with you. Most of the time, it would be a web or a phone call initially. What are the biggest issues that you see out there with the public employee as they start to get close to retirement?
Okay, so Jeff, if you worked in the Florida system, first and foremost, and this is really more relevant for somebody 1 year or less from retirement, somebody like you mentioned 3 years or less, I could advise them what to do within FRS, okay? I've advised people when they were 10 years away from retirement. Rule of thumb, the further away you are from retirement, the more aggressive you could be in your pension plan and your investment choices. But for somebody 1 year or less, first and foremost is the navigation of the FRS system itself. I work in a lot of state agencies. I mean, federal is easy. When I work with a federal employee, they could be in Oregon, they could be in Florida, they could be in New York. It doesn't matter. It's a federal investment system. The state, every state has a different system. Florida, and I love Florida. I hope to move to Florida. I'm sick of New Jersey winters, but Florida has a very complex system. Okay, so first and foremost, navigation of the Florida system itself, making the proper investment choices predicated on tolerance towards risk. When you're 1 year away from retirement and into retirement, risk is a lot different than when you have 10 or 20 more years to work.
So you do not have time to to get a correction in a downturn. That's why they need somebody like you, and they have some moving parts. So you and I have talked about this before, but what are some of the, when you're determining what their income is, what are some of those pieces that have to come together to make sure they do not run out of retirement income?
Yes, very important. So first thing we do is spend a lot of time on items I think other planners don't talk about, or not, I shouldn't really say that. I don't think every planner thinks about it. We look and dive deeply into the attitude towards risk. Okay. There's something called sequence of return risk, and it's a whole complicated investment theory, but basically what it boils down to, the year to 3 years before full retirement, mistakes made during that period an employee may not come back from, they might critically impair their retirement for the rest of their life. So we take a deep dive on how conservative or how aggressive they want to be in their investment styles. We have suggestions for all types of risk tolerance. Okay, number one. Number two, like you mentioned, nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. Okay, so we spend time on budgeting. Nobody likes budgeting. It's a scary word. I have a very painless exercise for an employee to determine what their monthly recurring expenditures are. Monthly recurring expenditures we call outflow. Okay, when you retire, you're going to want to know what your inflow is. Inflow is your pension money, your Social Security money, any monies coming from former employers, whether it be 403B, 401K, TSP, whatever the case may be. So we determine your inflow. Inflow is your paycheck replacement. We determine your outflow, your monthly expenditures. Once we know what that is, we then determine based on that whether the employee needs income planning, if there's an income gap. You know, the inflow doesn't meet the monthly bills. There's an income gap. So we need to do immediate income planning. Or preferably, if there's monies left over after paying the monthly bills, we do growth planning, but with an increased eye towards safety. Because ideally, somebody in their 60s that's no longer investing future capital into their retirement plan, they're now potentially drawing on their retirement plan. Somebody in their 60s shouldn't be investing the same way they did when they were, say, in their 30s or 40s.
Right. So in addition to the retirement income strategies, what else is important to the public employee as they enter into this next phase of their life that you help them manage?
Okay. We also discuss best practices for post-retiree group health insurance. If the employee has enough tenure, they'll be able to continue on their group health insurance, usually at a cost. For a lot of employees, that is what is going to make the most sense. Conversely, they may want to do Medicare planning. So we spend a lot of time talking about group health insurance, post-retiree benefit, versus Medicare planning. We could help with that. We talk a lot about Social Security maximization. There's a lot of different ways of claiming on your Social Security and when to take it. And it's a very individualistic decision. So we drill down on that as well. Another area we cover is we dive into estate planning. A lot of times the employee, they set up their beneficiaries on their pension, on their accrued sick days, on their life insurance accounts. They did that 20, 30 years ago. They might have been single, okay? You want to make sure all beneficiary designations are up to date. You want to make sure your wills, your trusts, your health care and financial directives, they're all current. Certain documents expire, like directives, like health care power of attorney. So we spend time on that as well.
I will tell you, we've done sessions on this. You and I did a session for the federal employee on that subject, and 80% of public employees that we have surveyed across the country either have an outdated will or do not have a will. It is overlooked, and you know, Ken is not an attorney. He, you know, want to make that clear, but in his role as a fiduciary, he can help facilitate and go through a checklist to make sure that you're not outdated on your beneficiaries, and has resources and tools to make sure that the will and trust are updated. So that's a very important topic. I'm glad you brought that up.
Okay, yes.
So as we wrap up here, let me mention that your initial consultation, correct me if I'm wrong, but the initial consultation for you, which we addressed when we started the session, either a web meeting or initial phone call, just to answer questions and kind of get an idea where they're at. There's no charge for that, correct?
Yes. My commitment to the public sector, a lot of times I come to get clients by virtue, not only by doing podcasts like this, but also I'm affiliated with various nonprofit agencies that have contracts with the federal government and the relevant state agencies that enable me to talk to employees about their investment and retirement planning. My commitment to these markets is I do not charge a fee just for giving advice. You could talk to me on the phone. You could utilize me as a resource. I don't charge a fee for that. Fees may or may not come into play if I end up handling your investments. And even in the remote cases where fees do come into play, they are drastically discounted over and above what we charge the private sector. And 9 times out of 10 for public people, we're not even getting into fee-based work at all.
Okay, that's very important. So education first is something we communicate to the public sector in our podcast and our market, and everything we do is education first, and Ken fits right in there. So great information. I know how busy you are, so I appreciate you giving us a little of your time today to get this message out to the Florida public employees.
My pleasure.
So the toll-free number to get a hold of Ken is directly 888-315-3608. That's 888-315-3608. Call him directly, his firm, and let them know that you attended this podcast series. You can also leave a comment in the section of this podcast if you'd like to address a specific question, or you can go over to govresource.com and request a consultation. You can even book one. Let us know that you're in the Florida retirement system, and even put in when you fill out a request for a consultation with Ken's firm, specifically the areas you need help with, and we will reach out to you and get you in touch with Ken. So,
Jeff, why don't we give another phone number, because a lot of times the toll-free number gets backed up. So just as a backup, also 908-806-4835, 908-806-4835. If you want, we could give my email address. Sometimes people would rather email than do you have that there? You want me to give it?
Yeah, give it out. And
okay, so I'm going to say it, and then I'm going to apologize up front. It's a little bit longer than it should be, so I'm going to say it, then I'm going to spell it. So it's my firm name, Brokerage Consulting, B as in Bravo, R as in Robert, O as in Open, K as in Ken, E as in Early, R as in Robert, A as in Apple, G as in George, E as in Edward, the word brokerage. The word consulting, C as in Charlie, O as in Open, N as in Nickel, S as in Sam, U as in You Bet, L as in Lima, T as in Tom, I as in Irene, N as in Nickel, G as in George. I got to take a breath. I told you it's a little bit longer than it should be. The word brokerage consulting at Comcast, C as in Charlie, O as in Open, M as in Mary, C as in Charlie, A as in Apple, S as in Sam, T as in Tom, .net, N-E-T.
Got it. Also, for those of you that registered, you may be listening in and not in front of your computers or a smartphone, it will be posted on the invite. So check that out there, too. So, okay. Tim, thank you very much. Great information.
Jeff, it was great. As always, nice chatting with you.
And we will be back for another session. And everybody, look for our next podcast to drop. And we want to thank all of you. Send this out to friends, family, public employees out there. We feel that this information is vital, getting you in contact with good people like Ken that are licensed and focused on helping each of you. Thank you very much, and we'll talk to you soon. We'll be right back.